If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I was driving around the city recently after all this cold weather that we've had and the snow and the ice. And I bet that you have noticed all the damage on the roads and the potholes. But one of the things that caught my attention in particular was the damage to guardrails. And it reminded me of a trip that we had as a family a couple of years back when we went to North Carolina. And we took a road trip, and everything was going fine, everything was going well, until we got to West Virginia. When we got to West Virginia, it was nighttime, it was dark, it started pouring rain, my GPS was in and out, I really didn't know where I was going. We're traveling up a mountain, and it was very, very slick. And as I am driving up the mountain, I notice that I'm sliding to the side, and I look to the side, and there's no guardrails. So I get nervous, I get anxious, and I start worrying. And it's raining, dark, curvy roads, and I'm just praying for us to be safe. And I continue to slide and continue to slide, and all I keep thinking about is, why don't we have guardrails? That trip gave me a new appreciation for guardrails, and I have never taken them for granted since then. In the first reading today, Moses is talking to God and talking to the people. And the people are asking for an authority, for a representative, for a prophet, for someone to actually speak on behalf of God. And God listens to them and says, I will give you a prophet, I'll give you a representative, I will give you an authority who's going to speak on my behalf. And he also says that this representative and this authority is for us to listen to. At the same time, if this authority acts on his own, then he says he shall die. So he safeguards the authority level by making sure that that person only responds to what God says. So the Lord gave us what we asked for, an authority, a representative, a prophet. But he added safeguards to deter them from actually acting on their own. Later we hear in the gospel and we find out of the true authority. We hear that people were astonished when Jesus taught. They were astonished of his authority. They said he speaks with a level of authority different from the scribes. And this is because the scribes and the Pharisees used to teach based on the Lord, the word of the Lord, the Torah. They used to teach based on what they have learned from their previous teachers, the rabbis. So they didn't teach with their own authority. They used to teach with authority that was given to them by their office or by their teachers. Jesus was different. Jesus taught with his own authority. Jesus taught with the authority of God because he was God. And they noticed that. The people noticed that there was something different about him and the way that he taught. His authority was different. It wasn't the same. They just couldn't know or didn't identify what that authority, what that difference was. And in today in our society, we have many leaders, we have a lot of authority, we have a lot of people that represent authority. And when you think about authority in your life, in your circles, what do you think of? Is it good? Is it bad? Indifferent? You might wonder at times, why do we have authority? Our Lord has placed or willed many levels of authority around us. We have parents, teachers, employers, governmental officials, legislators, priests, elders, and they all have a level of authority or influence in our lives, some level of responsibility. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us about the fourth commandment and tells us that we are to honor our mother, our father, because they are our mother and father, but also because of the authority given to them by our Lord. But it goes beyond that, and it says that not only you honor your father and your mother, but also those whom he, God, has vested with authority for your good. So ideally, we would be honoring, respecting those authority level that are around us that are looking for our own good. At times I think, but how am I to render honor, respect to those authorities that are not looking for my good, to those authorities that are not acting as God's representatives? When we get ordained priests, deacons, we make a vow of obedience to our bishop. So how would you actually obey or respect a bishop who is not looking for God's will, who's not following God's will? If you think about parents, not all parents are great parents. Not all parents are looking out for the interests of their children. So as a child, as a creation, how are you to follow, respect, or honor a parent who is not morally following God's way? A parent who is not looking out for your own way? How are you to honor or respect a position, a government, legislation that is not actually looking out for the right morals? And I was reading, and there was three levels of honor, respect that we could actually offer in order for us to continue following God's authority. And the first level is the level of dignity. Every human being is created in God's image and likeness. So every human being deserves a level of dignity. So if you find yourself following someone, an authority level, in which does not have the character that they should have, they're not righteous, morally respectful, how are you to follow, honor, and respect them? Start with the first level, which is dignity. Because we all are to respect others based on that level of dignity, because they are God's creation. The second level in which we could actually offer honor and respect to others, authority levels, is by their office. As I mentioned earlier, we bow obedience to the bishop. But it's not just to that bishop that ordains us, it's to the office of bishop. Similarly, we honor, respect our parents, not necessarily just because they're parents, but because of the office of parents. They were given to us for a reason. If we go into a court home and we see a judge, we usually respect not because of that judge himself, because we might not even know him, but because of the office of judge. And Jesus told us in the gospel that he was talking about the Pharisees and the scribes, and he said, "Do not do as they do, but do what they say, because they sit on the chair of Moses." So he was asking us to respect, to honor that office. Even though the Pharisees and the scribes were not doing what they were supposed to, what righteous people were supposed to do, Jesus told the disciples, he told the people, to respect and honor because of that office. So I would say the second level in which we could actually offer honor and respect is through the office. And ideally, we could get to the point of offering honor and respect because of a person's character. And we're all called to be people of character. We're all called to be just and righteous. If you think about St. Joseph, he was known as a righteous man. So he was honored, respected, because not only the dignity of being a human being, not only the office of a father, but because of his character, because of who he was. And we're all called to be people of character, people of just and righteous means and ways. So as we go along and we're trying to figure out how to honor and respect the authority, think about those three levels. If you can't respect the person because of their character, because they're not godly, because they're not following God's ways, see if you could do it based on their office. And if not, see if you could do it based on dignity, because we all have the dignity of being Christ-like. Ideally, we will all have authority as leaders and leaders who are character, righteous, and with the mind of God. But as we all know, we all do not. And these authority figures are called to be Christ-like. When I think about authority in general, it brings me back to the trip to North Carolina. In that, as I was sliding and I was falling and I was worrying and anxious, I was asking for guardrails. And I think of authority as guardrails. They're supposed to be in our life to guide us, to protect us, to keep us in the path. And even though we might not find that every authority person that we encounter is like that, when I think about the authorities, I think about their job as guardrails to guard us, to protect us, to be there for us. We are all going to encounter curvy roads in our life, dark path, pouring rain. At times, we're going to feel like we lost touch with our heavenly GPS. We will feel lost, scared, and at times hopeless. God has placed authority to help us, to guide us, to serve us, to serve as those guardrails to protect us from falling over the cliff. As we continue this Eucharist, let us thank God for always keeping us in mind, for having mechanisms in place for us to be safe, to be guarded, to be protected, to be guided. Let us ask Him for the patience and the docility to be able to be led, and ask Him for the discernment to know when we are to follow and when not to. Let us ask Him for His mind, His voice, and His heart when it is time for us to act as that authority figure. Let us thank Him for caring for us so much that He has allowed us to hear His voice through others. If today you have heard His voice, harden not your heart.